It's The Takeaway. I'm Melissa Harris Perry, and it's time for a little word association fun with my producer, Jay.
Hello there.
You ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Okay, I'm going to say a state. You say the first thing that comes to mind. Florida.
Okay, how about oranges?
Great. California?
Hollywood, beaches.
Michigan.
Cars.
Okay, Jay, I'm actually going to stop you right there. Because pretty soon, saying Michigan might bring to mind not the auto industry, but the space industry. That's right, Michigan is planning to develop the first spaceport in the Midwest.
We are looking forward to this exciting time to bring Michigan into the space state status.
That's Gavin Brown, Executive Director of the Michigan Aerospace Manufacturers Association, or MAMA. He was speaking back in 2020. MAMA has announced a plan to create three potential sites, including a vertical launch site in Michigan's Upper Peninsula, on an estate which sits on the edge of Lake Superior. The plan is being called the Michigan Launch Initiative, but isn't set in stone just yet. While MAMA has conducted numerous feasibility studies, funded in part by a $2 million grant from the state legislature, the project would have to undergo an environmental review in order to receive a commercial space transportation license from the FAA. And MAMA estimates the target operational date for the vertical launch site would be sometime in 2026. Residents who live near that proposed launch site are concerned about environmental effects in the area and what it might mean to have a commercial spaceflight industry in their backyard. For more on this, we spoke with David Rumpf, a New Yorker contributor who wrote about the Michigan Launch Initiative in his recent article entitled, "The Plan to Make Michigan the Next Space State."
So this is an area that is beloved by residents and visitors for the lake itself, which has incredibly clear water. In some areas, it has up to 100 feet of visibility underwater. There are also nature preserves nearby. There are residents who live very close, and if built, there's a very good chance that some or many of them may have to evacuate their homes. And we're talking about many who are senior citizens, people in their 60s and 70s and beyond. And by the time this spaceport gets built, they'll be even older. And then, of course, they have concerns about the environment itself, the forests nearby, the eagle's nests. There are several preserves and nature trails in the area. So there are several issues that arise when you talk about building a spaceport in this location.
Now, help us understand what a vertical launch site is. What will it look like and what will be getting launched?
So the spaceport complex proposed for Michigan consists of three facilities. One of them is the vertical launch site that you just referred to. Another is a horizontal launch site north of Detroit, and then a command and control center in the eastern part of the Upper Peninsula. The vertical launch site will launch rockets straight up into the sky. So this is the kind of rocket that most people think about when they see rocket launches on TV. The rocket is poised vertically. It is launched. It goes essentially straight up into the sky. And in this case, it would go over Lake Superior. The rockets probably would be around 100 feet tall, although more is to be determined. So that's about 9 or 10 stories. And they would carry various kinds of satellites and other payloads. And these satellites might include communication satellites, GSP satellites, satellites for monitoring weather patterns. They might be used, as many satellites are, for tracking wildlife migration. So some satellites that are now circling the Earth, they can track whale populations and penguin populations. If you use your smartphone or credit card to buy your favorite coffee drink in the morning, you're probably using some kind of satellite technology. You just don't know it.
So it seems to me, at least some of the uses that you talked about there also have some in potential environmental good or collective good. I'm wondering if there is a purpose for this location. Like, is there a reason why it would need to be located here versus in some other location?
Well, MAMA says that the benefit of having the vertical launch site here is, first of all, the open space provided by Lake Superior itself. So like the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans, there would be wide open water that rockets can fly over. So you're not flying over inhabited areas. There's also lots of forest land. It is not a very densely populated part of the state. So the Upper Peninsula in total has 300,000 residents, and that's about 3% of Michigan's total population. So it's very sparsely populated, and you don't want rockets flying over residential neighborhoods. However, there are people who live very close by, but these open areas provide a benefit. There's also access to a highway, so you need to transport the materials to a spaceport, rockets and satellites and other things that are used for launches. There's an airport in Marquette, Michigan, the nearest city, and you need people to be able to come into the area to build, to participate in these launches. So there are some strategic benefits to having the vertical launch site here. There are also some very highly technical space reasons. So there would be easy access to something called polar orbit, and that's when rockets circle the Earth from north to south over the poles, and something very highly technical called sun synchronous orbits, which allows a satellite to be in the same spot at the same time every day. And there are some benefits to scientists for doing that.
Does the association also make any claims about a more earthly value, sort of a sense that the residents will benefit financially or in any other way from the location?
Certainly, the association projects that there could be an economic benefit to this region and to the entire state of Michigan. The primary argument for putting the spaceport building this space economy is an economic one. So the potential for increasing jobs and attracting talent, space savvy talent to the area is certainly a strong argument. The association also projects that the gross economic impact of the spaceports for Michigan would be about $13 billion over the next 10 years. That's assuming that everything goes as planned, that the spaceports are built, that the two launch sites get the aerospace clients that they need to bring in revenue, and that everything goes well. There's a lot that remains to be seen as to whether or not that is a valid figure or not. But when you talk to people in the area who support the idea of a vertical launch site in the Upper Peninsula, many will say that there's a possibility that it would bring jobs to the area. However, MAMA is saying that it's really only about 650 jobs that would be generated for the entire state through this spaceport complex.
Let's take a quick break. More about the Michigan Launch Initiative and local concerns in just a moment.
Have you ever had an encounter with someone that left you feeling a little braver?
I remember getting in a car and just driving, and it was just for curiosity's sake. That freedom led to, like, a lot of rediscoveries. Just for life, things became colorful again.
Join me, Helga Davis, for conversations with artists and thinkers who share my passion for living fearlessly. It's a new season of Helga. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway, and we're back with David Rumpf, a New Yorker contributor who wrote about an initiative that would make Michigan the next space state. But some residents have reservations about the proposed project.
So there are very complex and competing issues when you talk about building a spaceport in Michigan, and particularly next to Lake Superior and the Upper Peninsula. On the one hand, MAMA says that there's an economic benefit. On the other, a vertical launch site could change the very nature of this region. There are forests, the beeautiful lake itself. There's the Hiawatha Water Trail, which was once used by Native Americans to travel from Big Bay down past Marquette into Grand Marnier. That's often used by kayakers now. There are eagles' nests along the lake. So it's a unique and beautiful environment that could very well change when you talk about building a vertical launch site that not only has the launch site where the rocket is, but several facilities that are required to serve that purpose, parking lots, bright lighting that will light up the night sky. And right now, the night sky in that part of the world is very dark, and people enjoy that. There would be security fencing. There would probably be a certain element of space tourism. So people who are interested in space and seeing rockets launch might very well want to visit the area, and which could create a new layer of tourism, which means possible more commercial development to serve those tourists who come to the area. So it could change what this place looks like and feels like to people who've been there for generations.
So is this something beyond NIMBYism? I mean, is this a project that's going to be built? And it's just a question of in whose backyard, in whose neighborhood?
So whether this spaceport in Michigan gets built will depend on many, many factors. Certainly there is the concern around having rockets in one's backyard. But the fact is the federal government requires an environmental impact statement to assess what this will do to the water, to the land, to wildlife, and other parts of the environment. That could take several years, in fact, to finish. And the spaceport might not get built if the environmental assessment says that, look, there are too many negative potential impacts on this environment. So there's also the fact that there are a lot of other spaceports in the United States. There are 13 FAA licensed spaceports. Many of them, according to the FAA, aren't even launching rockets yet. And so the question is there a need for yet another spaceport when, in fact, some of the existing spaceports may be working under capacity and haven't even brought in significant launch-related revenue? And so those are questions that people are starting to ask, and I think a lot of people, including local government, will be taking a hard look at in the coming months.
David Rompf is a contributing writer for The New Yorker, and his recent article is titled "The Plan to Make Michigan the Next Space State." Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Melissa.
We reached out to MAMO for comment and received a response from their spokesperson, Marianne Sabo. She took issue with The New Yorker piece and said that the organization was disappointed by our decision to speak with David Rompf, saying, quote, "We've declined the opportunity to participate in an interview since it's clear we won't be treated fairly." I also spoke with a local resident who's concerned about the location of the proposed launch site, Michigan's Upper Peninsula near Lake Superior.
My name is Dennis Ferraro. I'm the president of a local nonprofit here in Marquette, Michigan, called the Citizens for a Safe and Clean Lake Superior. We found out about this on July 23rd of 2020. And first, I didn't believe it. I had to actually read the paper twice. And then I got depressed for about 2 days. And then after that, I got angry. And a bunch of neighbors in the community here got together and we formed a steering committee. And from that steering committee came out our nonprofit corporation here.
Dennis lives about 2 miles from the proposed vertical launch site, and the other local residents are worried about what the launch site would mean for the Serene community where many of them have chosen to retire.
We live here in Marquette County on the southern shore of Lake Superior. Lake Superior is the largest surface area of fresh water in the world, and the southern shore of Lake Superior here in Marquette County is one of the most beautiful landscapes you can imagine. It has everything from, of course, the fresh water of Lake Superior to sandy beaches to beautiful sandstone cliffs. And then the coastal habitat of Lake Superior is filled with a variety of plants and animals. And in this area, particularly where this rocket launch site is going to be, we have bald eagles nesting. We have wolf, bear, moose. There are multiple public recreational areas that surround this proposed rocket launch site where people go to ski, to hunt, to bike with trail bikes, and or just to wander in the woods. And it's really a national treasure.
They also have concerns about the effects to the environment. Although, as mentioned before, the project would have to undergo an environmental review in order to receive an FAA commercial space license.
Some of the rockets that are proposed to be launched here are similar to rockets that have been launching in Kodiak, Alaska. And one of these rockets a couple years ago exploded off the pad. And the amount of debris that was scattered over the landscape required the government there to scrape away 230 metric tons of the local environment there, the woods and shoreline and so forth, and then decontaminate it. So yes, it's a high risk of pollution. It just really doesn't make sense to do it in this type of pristine environment next to a body of fresh water.
Whether the proposed vertical launch site is built or not, Dennis says he has no plans to leave.
This is my place. This is where I'm going to cash in the chips. I'm 75 years old. I've been coming to the Upper Peninsula since I was 5 years old. I have family buried here in the Upper Peninsula. I was a trial attorney in Chicago. And when it came time for me to retire back in 2015, 2016, I knew where I wanted to come. And so my wife and I came up to the UP and we looked around and we fell in love with Marquette and with the coastal habitat here. And so I'm not going anywhere. And we're going to defeat this plan.
And our thanks to Dennis Ferraro for sharing his perspective with us.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.